Pat Nakamoto has been at the Hawaii County Elections Office for 20 years as the top elections official for more than half that time. But in January 2012, the then county clerk fired her and three other elections workers. Although the county overturned the firings, Nakamoto had not yet returned to her position for the 2012 elections. She knows she faces challenges for the next one.
The only concern about the 2014 election is restoring the public's trust in the election process.
In the August 2012 primary, Hawaii County had problems. Some polling places opened up to an hour and a half late. Ballots had not been delivered. Telephones did not work. Voters were turned away. The governor kept polls open late throughout the state, delaying results. Some candidates filed lawsuits, arguing the trouble affected the results. Nakamoto says her team will make sure the problems are not repeated.
When I returned in December, I made it a priority to review what had taken place. The most important was review of the voter registration file. It's taken us about 8 months. This file is the foundation of our voter registration program. We're also looking at precinct lines. There were voters in Puna that needed to pass an existing precinct to go to their precinct. So we will be creating a new precinct in that Puna district.
Nakamoto and her staff have a detailed timeline for tasks and training of precinct workers from now until the election to ensure all goes well. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.